From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, April 24th.
Coming up, a new report lists several North State hospitals as hard hit by federal cuts to healthcare programs.
Also, the police chief in Reading has announced his retirement, and the city is moving quickly to find a replacement.
But first, gas prices have ticked down in California as the war in Iran continues. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on gas prices in the North State.
A gallon of regular gas in California is averaging about $5.85. That's down about a cent compared to a week ago. Nationwide, the average price for a gallon of regular is down 6 cents over the same period. AAA reports the downward trend is due to crude oil prices dipping below $100 a barrel. But it's unclear whether prices will continue to fall amid ongoing instability along the Strait of Hormuz, a critical waterway for oil in the Middle East. Prices in the North State are below the statewide average in many areas. In Butte County, a gallon of regular is averaging $5.67. In Shasta, it's $5.63. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Staying on fuel prices, Governor Gavin Newsom is also laying blame for California's high gas prices on the White House. At a press event this week, he called on President Donald Trump to end hostilities in Iran and address a growing crisis at the pump. Meanwhile, critics blame California's gas prices on environmental regulations, reduced in-state refining capacity, and high taxes.
Moving to healthcare, a new report claims budget cuts in President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill are putting some hospitals in the North State at risk.
The report from the consumer advocacy group Public Citizen finds that 83 California hospitals are facing layoffs, reduced services, or possible closures due to steep cuts and changes to Medicaid and Medicare. That includes Shasta Regional Medical Center in Reading, Biggs Gridley Memorial Hospital, and Adventist Health Rideout in Marysville.
The report states that the cuts will hurt patients who rely on Medicaid for care, and that this will have a downstream effect on rural hospitals that disproportionately serve lower-income communities. The hospitals identified as at risk in the report generally serve areas with a larger share of people living below the poverty line than other hospitals.
Public Citizen is calling on Congress to restore the cuts in the bill and work toward passing a universal Medicare for All program. Meanwhile, Oroville Hospital's unionized nurses are holding a community event this weekend to draw attention to the brewing crisis stemming from the federal health care cuts. The Red Alert rally is expected to draw elected officials, union representatives, and community leaders. Hospital nurses will provide free on-site wellness checks beginning at 11 o'clock in the morning this Saturday at the Southside Community Center. A rally starts at noon.
The police chief in Reading is retiring following a 34-year career with the police department. The city announced yesterday that Chief Brian Barner's retirement will be effective on September 19th. The city said it'll use a recruiting firm to start the hiring process for a new chief as soon as possible. Barner started his career at the Reading Police Department in 1992, serving in a variety of roles before being appointed chief 3 years ago.
California's small farm advocates are asking lawmakers for $45 million in state funding to continue a federal program many farmers depend on. CAP Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports from a recent meeting with Assembly Majority Leader Cecilia Aguiar Curry.
I wouldn't be here today if the program wasn't important to us directly.
Stephen Gordon is explaining what the Local Food Purchase Assistance Program means to his Kadena Farm in Esparto, which is in the Assembly Members District.
It's been incredibly important on a local level to even get our fruit or our products anywhere near our local schools.
He's talking about the LFPA program, which uses federal funds to buy food directly from local and underserved producers. But the Trump administration canceled the program and cut over $1 billion nationwide that many schools and food banks relied on to buy local food. Jamie Fanous with the Community Alliance with Family Farmers says LFPA funds run out in June and that $45 million in state funding would keep it going for two more years.
We're seeing contracts end. We're seeing farmers already start to feel the pain of this money not coming in.
But Aguiar Curry says the state's budget outlook makes new spending difficult.
Although the budget looks like it's getting rosier. The fact of the matter is, it's not. My goal right now is to keep everybody level.
Several California small farmers and advocates also attended an Assembly Budget Subcommittee hearing Wednesday, urging lawmakers to fund the program. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
Finally, if you see a newborn deer alone in the wild, what do you do? State wildlife officials say the answer is nothing. It's around the time of year when deer give birth. Female deer often leave their offspring alone in tall grass for as long as a day while they head out to look for food.
It's normal behavior for the animals, but every year, concerned residents see the fawns left behind and worry they've been abandoned or are in danger. Sometimes people try to move them.
But the California Department of Fish and Wildlife recommends not doing that. Without their mothers, they miss out on learning survival skills and can't be let back into the wild. Removal from their habitat could also lead to euthanization, as sanctuaries and zoos don't always have space for them. And those are your headlines for Friday, April 24th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.